Okay, tonight we are starting a new sugya. This sugya, in many ways, is the exact opposite of the sugya that we were doing previously, because the last sugya we did is like this massive shas topic that could apply to thousands of different situations, and we were discussing in very broad strokes how that topic applies throughout shas. This sugya is the style of the sugya, the nature of it, is the exact opposite. It's a very detailed, specific halacha. And we're just going to go through how this halacha develops, starting from the Gemara, going through to the Rishonim, to the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the later Poskim, and seeing if we can gain an understanding and insight into mamish two lines of Gemara. And it's really just one si'if in Shulchan Aruch, but this is, I used to not give shiurim like this, because I thought it's like so poshut, how could you give a shiur that's just like, you follow A, B, C, D, and then it's like everything is right there. There's no lambdas, there's no excitement. But it turns out a lot of people don't know how to learn like this. That this is the style of learning, of just learning Aliba de Hilchsa, going with the Gemara, the Rishon, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achronim that's the way a person is supposed to learn halacha, obviously. It's the way probably a person is supposed to learn Gemara. To be Sukkah Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchsa is the primary goal in learning Gemara. We asked Rav Shachter, what should we be focused on? He said, to figure out how to learn Aliba de Hilchasa. So for me personally, it's the only way I've ever really learned. When I was in Yeshiva in Keren B'Yavne, that's what I did. I sat there learning Gemara. Rashi Tosfos, Rosh Ran, Rambam, Tor Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. That was my Seder, three Sedarim a day. So, but apparently that's not everybody's experience, I guess. So we'll go through a short sugi over here. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Mamish, just a couple of lines over here. Amar Rav, Kalanosin Shalom Lechavero, Kodem Shiyas Balel, Ki Ilu Asa Obama. It almost sounds like an agadita, right? That anyone who gives shalom lechavero before he davens, it's as if he has made him into Obama, that he's made his friend into Obama, Shenemar. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So, first of all, right from Shenemar, if we were to stop right there, we'd want to know what kind of pasuk are we looking at. Are we looking at a pasuk in Torah, we're looking at a pasuk in Nach. If we're looking at a pasuk in Torah, and it sounds like it's teaching us a din, so then that would probably indicate a din d'oraisa. If we're looking at a pasuk in Nach, we're talking either Divrei Kabbalah, or very likely, depending on context, an asmachta. So what do we darshan? The pasuk says, Chidu lochem min ha'adam, asher neshama ba'apo, kivamenech nechshavhu. That you should stay away from a person, from a human being who has a neshama ba'apo, because why is he chashav to you? In what way should that person be chashav to you? So says the Gemara, Al tikri bameh el obama. That bama nechshavu, that he is going to be nechshav, he's going to be considered a bama when you don't stay away from him. Zakt Rashi on the spot, chidu lachem min adam, kishayesh lachem lasok b'kavad amakom. When you should be, or you should stay away from people? What kind of advice is that? That's bad advice. No, the Gemara is not telling you to stay away from people. It's saying when you should be osek in kavod hamakom, al tisasku b'kavod adam, di'ilav hachi lama le'lachto. Because otherwise, why would you stay away from people? No, it's obviously a time that you're supposed to be dealing with God. You should stay away from people. Bamenech shavhu. In what way is he chashav? No, al tikri bameh el obama, you are turning him into obama. So right away, you have to look at the way the Gemara darshens the pasuk. Is this a real drush? Or is this an asmachta, number one? And number two, why the imagery dafka of a bama? In what way is this like a bama? Meaning a lot of times you have things, Chazal will say, it's ki'ilu, you did this, ki'ilu. Anyone who's koes is ki'ilu avid avad zara. So what does it mean? It's ki'ilu. In what way are they similar to each other? Right? We said it's ki'ilu asa obama. It's like you made your friend into the bama. So what do you think off the bat? Is this a real drasha? In your opinion, and in Rashi's opinion, is this a real drasha? And number two, what do you think in terms of the parallel to Obama? Any thoughts? Yeah.
What do you mean by a real drasha?
Meaning, is this just an asmachta, or is that really what the Navi's trying to tell us? Is the Navi trying to tell us this din, that if you deal with people, then at a time when you should be dealing with God, that you're in violation of a din midivrei Kabbalah? Or is it only an asmachta that the Gemara is just saying? A good way to remember this din d'rabbanan that we made up is just remembering this pasuk. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Rashi, and especially Shmuel's next explanation, seems to be saying that it is pshat in the pasuk.
Oh, so Rashi. When I read the Gemara, I thought asmachta. There's no way this is a real drasha. But Rashi, the way he reads it, sounds very clearly that it's a real drasha. Because Rashi is saying, what could the pasuk be talking about? The pasuk doesn't have to be talking about anything if it's just an asmachta. It's just it's a mnemonic. It's an easy way to remember, assuming the shita that that asmachta means mnemonic. But the shita is a Rambam against the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. But whatever it is, it doesn't have to be what the pasuk is really talking about. But the fact that Rashi has to touch it into the pasuk and say, well, why would you stay away from people? Oh, must be that you're staying away from people because you should be dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi is trying too hard to make the pasuk work. Sounds like he's trying to make it a legitimate drasha. Says Gemara, Vaiter Shmuel Amar, Bamecha Shafta Lazeh V'lo Leloka. That no, you don't have to change it to Bama. It's Bameh. Why is this person so chashuv? Why were you machshiv this person and not machshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Shmuel is not Doresh, the Lashon of Bama Rashi. Says, El Kamashma'o. Kimashma'o, says Rashi. Shmuel is just reading the Pasuk like the simple mashmos of the Pasuk. Bameh chashavta lezeh shekdamta kvodo likvodi. Why were you makdim the kavod of this person to my kavod? So even if it is real drasha, though, where is this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Yeshayo. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. So it's not a din d'oraisa. It would be a din midivrei kabbalah. If it were a din d'oraisa, we'd have another problem. What would that problem be? To be shol v'shalom before tefillah would assume that tefillah is d'oraisa, and that's a machlokas rishonim also, whether tefillah b'chol yom is a din d'oraisa or only tefillah be'es tzara is a din d'oraisa. So it helps that we know that it's not a d'oraisa, but most mean divrei kabbalah. But that's interesting, meaning that would mean that tefillah each and every day in some form would at least be mi divrei kabbalah. If there's going to be an isra of sheila shalom before tefillah, mi divrei kabbalah, so it would seem that, and you should realize, you know, we often like to break dinim down into dinim d'oraisa and dinim d'rabbanan, that everything fits in those two categories, and that, no, there are many more madrigals. There aren't just dinim d'oraisa, dinim d'rabbanan. Within dinim d'oraisa, there are multiple madrigals. Within dinim d'rabbanan, there are multiple madrigals. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kaleles, his famous introduction to Shulchan Aruch, gives all the madrigals. He goes through whatever it is, 6, 7, I don't remember how many, different madrigals of dinim d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. And right in between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan, you have divrei kabbalah. For instance, dinim d'oraisa, are you familiar with any different madrigals in dinim d'oraisa when there's a higher level, I don't want to say more serious, but a higher level d'oraisa and a lower level d'oraisa? What? I'm not sure if he considers that a higher level or lower level, meaning that would be that has an effect in terms of whether you can get malchus or whatever. So in terms of the onesh and how severe, how chamur it is, yeah, certainly. But you have different levels of onshim, and Chazal often look at onshim as a measure of the severity of the given iser. Prima Gadim says, quotes the Taz that appears in two or three different places in Shulchan Aruch. Appears in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Taz appears, I think, in Hilchos Mila, where the Taz discusses the issue of that which is Mefurash Bikra. And he says that something that's Mefurash Bikra, that's explicit in the Pasuk, is a much stronger din d'oraisa than a din d'oraisa that's darshin, that's not mufurish in the pasuk. How so? In what way is it more? Is it stronger? That which is only darshin, Chazal could make gzeros or takanos to ignore that din d'oraisa b'shevi al paseh. For instance, Chazal can tell you, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, because it's never mufurish in the pasuk. You need to blow shofar on Shabbos. Says so you need to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but maybe within the pasuk you could still read the pasuk as yeah, tikkun b'chad shofar, blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but not when it falls on Shabbos. So Chazal can make such a drasha. Why didn't they make Chazal can make such a gzeira? Why didn't they make a gzeira not to blow shofar on Yantif? Because it's mufurish in the pasuk that you have to blow shofar on Yantif. There's no way around that. Around blowing shofar on Yantif, that's mufurish in the pasuk. Chazal do not have the right to make a gzeira to tell you not to do something that's mufurish b'kra. So a mufurish b'kra is a higher level than eino mufurish b'kra. Within dinim d'rabbanan, a d'rabbanan that has an asmachta is a higher level than a d'rabbanan that doesn't have an asmachta. All also highly unusual. Why should that be the case? So it really may go back to how you understand Asmachta, or maybe even more importantly, how you understand why Chazal chose certain dinim to make an Asmachta for. They could have found a remez to anything. Any other dinim, they could have found a remez in a pasuk somewhere. Why did the Dafka choose to make an Asmachta for some pasukim and not for others? Maybe that's an indication. According to the Ravid holds, you know why they chose to make an Asmachta? The Ravid writes in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rabbanan realized that their din that they wanted to make, people weren't going to listen to. People aren't going to pay any attention to them. They were going to say, these rabbis are coming up with all these new chumras. So they lied to the people. And they said, we're not making up this din, it's a din d'araisa. Look, it's a pasuk. And then the people had to accept it. And then a couple of years later, once it was widely accepted, they said, haha, just kidding. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's not really a pasuk. And now it was too late. Everyone couldn't back out of it. That's where Asmachta came from. Wow, I mean, there are some wild cheetos about where Asmachta comes from. But for some reason, they make Asmachta as a din d'rabbanan with an Asmachta is a higher level d'rabbanan than one without an Asmachta. Divrei Kabbalah falls right in between. It's right in between d'araisa and d'rabbanan. It's the Mayn Nafkamina that it's right in between. So we know that there's a halacha, that someone who's ain a mechuyiv bedavar cannot be moti a mechuyiv bedavar. That if, let's say, I'm not chayiv in a, let's say, a woman is not chayiv in birch samazon midar raisa, let's say she's only chayiv midrabban in birch samazon, she can't be moti me in birch samazon if I'm chayiv midar raisa in birch samazon. Why not? Because she has a lesser level chayiv. So what if you have someone who's only chayiv midrabbanan, can they be motzi somebody who's chayiv midivrei Kabbalah, in a din midivrei Kabbalah? So this is one of the answers that the Rishonim give in the sugya of Katan being motzi somebody else in Mikra Megillah. Why can't a Katan be motzi Gadol Mikra Megillah? Isn't it, why can't a woman be motzi anybody? Can a woman be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah? After all, everyone's only chayv midrabanan. The whole thing is only midrabanan. But no, Mikra Megillah is not midrabanan. It's midivrei Kabbalah for men. For women, not so pashut that it's midivrei Kabbalah. For why are women chayv Mikra Megillah? Afein hoi bosanes. Three-way machlokas rishonim in Balei HaTosfos. Whether afein hoi bosanes is a machayev on the same level as the original chiyuv, it's saying that that same chiyuv now applies to the women also, or it's only a machayev midrabanan, or maybe it only even applies to dinim midrabanan. But that's a different shita. But if it's only a machayev midrabanan, a woman will be chayev midrabanan, a man will be chayev midrabanan kabbalah. The woman wouldn't be able to be motzi the man, at least in the daytime reading. Nighttime reading is vaday midrabanan for everybody. But anyway, you see, there's a difference between a divrei kabbalah and to Rabbanon. So it sounds to me there's a din midivrei Kabbalah.
Yeah. The Rama first, because the Rama says that also in like the Rama Sefer HaMitzvot. That's how people explain Kesef Kedushin is midivrei Kabbalah.
Midivrei Kabbalah, that is from a drasha, that you need to learn Kicha Kicha Misteyafron, so it's from a drasha. Yeah, that's a tough Rambam though, even with that explanation. So the Gemara sounds like we have a real din, midivrei Kabbalah, that you're not supposed to be shoel b'shalom chavero, shoel, no saying shalom l'chavero, it doesn't say shoel, interesting. We have certain halachas that are about shoel, she'ela shalom. Where do we have a din of she'ela shalom? Where there's an iser or a chiv, what? Avelus, there's an iser of she'ela shalom by Avelus. Is that the same as no saying shalom? What? During Shema, Sheila Shalom, middle of Shema, to greet somebody while you're in the middle of davening, or middle of Shema, Bena Parshios, or Bena Prakin. So what's it, why by Avelus is there an Isra of Sheila Shalom? So the Gemara Moed Katan says in the third parak, yeah? That the Avel is Yoshev Bitzar, he doesn't have Shalom. So he can't be Shalom, it's like a slap in the face. How you doing? What do you mean, how am I doing? He's an Avel, how do you think he's doing? Right, so it's like a slap in the face to an avel. That's a little different than this, right? Over here, no saying shalom. You're giving shalom l'chavero. Shouldn't do that before davening. What's the problem? What's the issue? So the issue seems to be that it's a slap in the face, not to the person you're giving shalom to, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to be greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how can you give up on your responsibility to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and instead greet this person? So there are two ways to understand this din, maybe more than two ways. One way to understand it is, you're not supposed to do anything before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you daven. You're not allowed to, maybe we'll discuss that tomorrow night. You know, there are a lot of things you're not allowed to do before you daven. Tomorrow also we're going to discuss another inyan that relates to things you're not allowed to do before you daven. Right? So you know, there are a lot of things you're not allowed to do before you daven. So this is just another example. Don't do other things before you daven. Daven first, greet Hashem first, because that's your first responsibility. Period. That's your first responsibility. Or maybe you can understand, no, this isn't like the other dinim that you're not allowed to do before you daven. This is dafka din in she'ila shalom. It's not just that your first responsibility is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that by going out of your way to greet somebody else before Hashem, you are saying this person is more important to you than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any such declaration that this person is more important to you than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which makes this more severe than eating before davening. Eating before davening is, come on, you're supposed to greet Hashem first. That's supposed to be the first item on your agenda. This is more than that. It's not just that it's supposed to be the first item on your agenda. It's you're putting somebody else above Hashem. Not just that you're not going through the schedule of your day the way you're supposed to go through your schedule. Yeah.
According to that second one, it wouldn't matter if you said shalom or hello or good morning.
Good. Okay, so a lot of nafkaminas between the two ways to look at this. One might be, is it dafka shalom? What's the issue of shalom? Why is it dafka nosin shalom?
How do we mean the word shalom? Is like shalom just like good morning or shalom like
right.
Greeting someone?
Right, okay, good. What kinds of greetings? Let's make it more broad. What kinds of greetings and what kinds of circumstances are going to be problematic? Am I really putting someone else above HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I'm walking down the street and someone says good morning to me and I say good morning back to them on my way to shul? I'm holding my talis and tefillin. I'm on my way to shul. Someone says good morning. I just don't want to be a jerk and I say good morning back to them. Am I really putting someone else in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That time, is that really a slap in the eye? We'll see. The Gemara will say in a second. Everyone agrees that that's no problem. What about the following case? What if it's a mitzvah? What if it's a Dvar Mitzvah? Hashem told me to do this kind of thing. So is that automatically mutter if it's a Dvar Mitzvah? What if it's a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah of Eretz? It's a mitzvah that could be done later. Right? It's a mitzvah that I'm choosing to do now, but it could be done later. So is it just stam? You shouldn't be osek in other things before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so don't even get involved in mitzvahs before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do we say, no, mitzvahs you're allowed to do before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's not, you know, the davening doesn't necessarily have to be the first item on your agenda. You could learn a little bit before davening, you could do other things perhaps before davening. But just don't do anything that involves another person before you deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do anything that involves kavod to another person. That because kavod to another person, maybe that's like the second way we understood. It's not just that you're not greeting Hashem first, but you're raising somebody else above Hashem, and that's a problem. So maybe learning is different than going and showing kavod, let's say, to a parent or to a rebbe, where you have a mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah to do it. So it may depend on how you understand this halacha. Okay, let's see a little weiter. I for some reason I cut out the Gemara a little short on the Mar Makomos, so I'll just read to you the next line because it's very important. Masiv Rav Sheshes Biprakim Shol Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv. When you're in the middle of reading Kriya Shema, you're in between the paragraphs, you're allowed to be Shoel and Meshiv out of Kavod. So someone comes that you have to respect, you're allowed to greet him. So what's the kasha? You just said, I'm not allowed to greet anybody before I daven. What comes first? Kriya Shema or Tefila? Kriya Shema comes before Tefila. So I didn't daven Shema Nesra yet, right? So how am I allowed to be Shoel, someone's Shalom, right in the middle of Kriya Shema? Tirgama Rabbi Abba b'mashkum l'piskav. So Rabbi Abba's answer is, no. When are you not allowed to be Shoel b'shalom chavero? That's when you're mashkim l'piskav. You go out of your way to greet that person. But if you're not going out of your way to greet that person, then it's not a problem of being shol b'shalom chaveiro. Meaning, you're on your way to shul, like we said before, and someone says good morning to you, to say good morning back, that's vaday not a problem. The whole issue is when you're going out of your way to greet the other person. So again, what does that tell us about this din? I mean, you're going out of your way to greet the other person. So the truth is, you know, whichever way of the if you can call it a chakira that we said before, this would fit. Meaning, if the issue is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be your first priority, so by going out of your way, you're showing that you have another priority. It doesn't have to be about another person. Out of your way for anything, to do anything, shows that you have another priority. Going out of your way, if it's a din in showing extra kavod to someone that you're not showing to the Ribono Shel Olam, so then when you go out of your way to greet another person, so that's showing extra kavod to that person that you're not showing to the Ribono Shel Olam. You're raising somebody else above these status of the Ribono Shel Olam.
Does this only apply when tefillah kicks in the morning, or is that
same? Meaning, what about before the Zman Tefillah? So it would seem Pashup Shah before the Zman Tefillah is nothing to worry about, because either way. Because it's not a priority now, because Hashem doesn't want to hear from you now, and you're not raising up, you're not raising anybody above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would think that either way it would be 100% mutter if this Zman Tefillah has not yet arrived. We do have by other halachos. It's interesting that you asked that, because we do have by other tefillos and by other not Sheila Shalom, doing other things, eating, working, things like that. That maybe even before the Zman Tefillah, samuch to the Zman of the Tefillah. Machlokes min Rishonim, the Gemara says it, where does this Gemara appear? It's not in Brachas. It's a Gemara in Mishnah, really. Shabbos Taftes. That you're not supposed to, samuch l'mincha. There are a whole bunch of things you're not allowed to do. Not sit and get a haircut, and all sorts of different things you're not allowed to do. Samuch l'mincha. So that Gemara talks about mincha. The major discussion in Rishonim, is that dafka mincha? Or is this really any tefillah? That Mariv, Shachris, samuch, I mean even before this. So the big discussions in the Rishonim about that issue. But Sheila Shalom, it seems that all the Rishonim only understand that it only applies when it's the Zman of Tefillah, but maybe that's an indication that if Sheila Shalom is only about the Zman of Tefillah, it's a different din. That by nature it's a different din than these other dinim. The Rambam, which I also neglected for the Marma Kamos, stunningly, I don't know how I could forget this, but the Rambam in Hilchus Tefillah, Perek Vav, Halacha Dal, let me read you the Rambam. You tell me what you get out of this Rambam. Says the Rambam. What? Perek Vav, Halacha Dal, yeah. Asrullah la'adam sheyitom klum. O sheyase melacha me'acher sha'ola amur ha'shacher ad sheyispal tefillah shachris. What's he talking about? Eating, working, right? Other things before davening. V'chein lo yashkim lepesach haveru lishol b'shlomo kodem sheyispal tefillah shachris v'lo yetze l'derech kodem sheyispalel aval toim hu v'osa melacha kodem musuf v'kodem mincha aval einu soit samach l'mincha. Mamish smack in the middle of talking about all this other stuff you're not allowed to do before davening, he just sneaks it in there. He sneaks in one line, v'chein, you shouldn't be yashkim l'pesach haveru lishol b'shlomo. First of all, a couple of things at this Rambam. The first thing is that he puts it in with all these other halachos. Makes you believe that it's part of the same din, that it's not an independent halacha. And it's all part of the same din of don't do other things before you greet Hashem. It's not that you're raising somebody else above Hashem. It's you're raising anything. You're doing something else before Hashem. It's not about undue kavod to that person. It's about everything is a slap in the face to Hashem when you do anything before davening. That's one thing I get out of this Rambam. Another thing I'll get out of this Rambam is notice the formulation. Lo yashkim l'pesach havero lishol b'shlomo. He doesn't say nosin shalom, says she'ela shalom. So to the extent that we wanted to be medayik in the Gemara, there's a difference between nosin shalom and she'ela shalom. The Rambam sort of says, I don't buy any such diuk. I think it's an isra of she'ela shalom. Now why would the Gemara say nosin shalom? So at first the Gemara sounds like it's just a very... it's a very broad din. You're not allowed to greet people. But then the Gemara says, no, it's only mashkim l'pischo. It's only mashkim l'pischo. What does mashkim l'pischo mean? That you're going for him. Right? So that seems like Sheila Shalom. Let's say I'm mashkim l'pischo. I go to somebody's house and they greet me first. I knock on the door. They say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how you doing?
Are you going out of your way?
So is the Isser in Isser in going out of my way? Or is it in being shalom b'shalom when I go out of my way?
Would you be going out of your way?
I'm going out of my way. Yeah, in Achinami, I'm going to greet them, but I wasn't shalom b'shalom. Meaning, is the isser only the combination of she'ela shalom out of my way, or is the isser only you didn't going out of my way?
It sounds like the isser is that when you go out of your way, that's the Rami says that when you go out of your way, that's the only time the halacha applies. You can't.
So I would argue like this. If the isser is the same isser as everybody else, as all these other isurim, so going out of your way alone is the isser, right? But if it's dafka and isser and she'el shalom, so maybe there's no isser to go somewhere else. Is there such an isser? I'm not allowed to stop by the store to pick up some milk before I, on my way to shul. I pass by the milk I may want to pick on the way home because, you know, hot day, it's going to leave it in the car. But, you know, to stop and pick up whatever, my low-fat whatever that I'm allowed to eat these days. I don't know what it is. But am I allowed to pick things like that? Am I allowed to do that? Is there any isser in doing something like that? It could be just going somewhere, making a pit stop, going somewhere, dropping something in the mailbox, let's say, before sending out a bill in the mailbox, before I go on my way to shul. Is that an isser? Going out of my way may not be the isser. The isser is going out of my way for she'el shalom. So if I go out of my way and someone else is shalom b'shalomi, so then maybe it's mutter. What's the formulation of the din in the Gemara? Kala no sein shalom l'chavero. It doesn't say don't go out of your way. When is it usher to be no sein shalom? When you're mashkim l'bisko. It's a detail in that din. So yesh ladin. There's what to discuss over here. So what do the Rishonim have to say about this? So if you, the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemara is quoted by the Beis Yosef, but might as well see it in the source. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Chachmei Provence that Afilu Mashkim Lepischo Eino Aser Elokeshe Mazkir Lo Shalom Mishum Sheshmo Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Is Rabbeinu Yonah Daf Chesam and Aleph Bedabe Arif. The Chachmei Provence say that, again, another severe, the Gemara gave one massive limitation. It's only a problem when you're mashkim l'pischa. Rabbi Yonah gives another massive limitation on this din. This din sounds like so serious when you first read it. You can't say hello to anybody before davening. And a lot of people only know that part. A lot of people think, like in yeshivas, like everyone's rude because no one like goes, like, mom, it's just the next line of the Gemara. Right? But the Rabbi Yonah gives another massive limitation, named the Chachmei Provence, that it's only usher when you use the word shalom. Why? Sheshmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Could it be the name of Kaman? Because it's the name of God. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the name of God. In what context does the Gemara say that in Shabbos? They now let us say shalom bebeis amerchatz. You now let us say the name shalom in the beis amerchatz. My chavrusa, Rabbi Shalom Razner, always got into these sugyas. You're allowed to call him, and if he's in the bathroom, or someone says, "What's your name?" Can he say shalom? And you're allowed to say his name. So some people write. You look in tshuvas, they write shin lamed vav shalom ubracha shin lamed vav shmizik. You know, they don't write out the whole name shalom because it's one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I was signing on a ksuba once for one of my friend's weddings many years ago, I guess 15 years ago or so, right? Not that much. Yeah, 14, 15 years ago. I was signing on the ksuba, Rabbi Teitz was a Masada Kiddushin. And he said, write your name the way you would write it on the ksuba. Before you put it on the ksuba, write it on this piece of paper. So as a child, I was always taught, Aryeh, Aleph, Reish, Yud, and the Yud and the Hey can't go next to each other because it's Shem Hashem. So I put a little line between the Yud and the Hey. Rabbi Teitz said, you really think someone's going to confuse you for God? I think you could write it plain. I was like, okay, no problem. And then I wrote it on the ksuba, and force of habit, I was so nervous, I wrote it with the line. And he looked at me like, you are the biggest idiot I've ever met in my entire life. So, whatever. So there are certain...
You're concerned.
Yeah, so I was concerned, exactly. So there were certain names that are the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mine isn't one of them, but Shalom is one of them. It's an actual Shem Hashem. So come on, Avol Mutar Lomer Lo Tzafra Demarei Tov. But you're allowed to say, the morning of the master is good, meaning top of the morning to you, or good morning, right? You're allowed to say something like that. Just don't say shalom. Why can't you say shalom? Because it's Shem Hashem. Whoa, what is that? Does this make sense? What's the nature of this din? If the nature of the din is it's just like all the other dinim, that you're not allowed to do before davening, what difference does it make what my formulation is? I'm going and doing something else, greeting somebody else before tefillah. But if it's a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe it's only a problem when you're going to use Hashem's name and then not greet Hashem. You're using Hashem's name to greet somebody else. You say Hashem's name, go give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say Hashem's name, give cover to somebody else. Maybe that's the problem. That's what makes it so insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the Rambam? Did the Rambam say anything like this? The Rambam just said that Lo Yashkam Peschaver Lishol B'Shlomo. Doesn't say anything about Dafka Nosin Shalom or Tzafra L'Maratav being okay. And the Rambam included in with all the other demon. It's the Rambam L'Shitaso. Right, the Rambam assumes it's just like all the other dinim. It's not about shalom. It's not about sheila shalom. It's just about doing stuff before davening. But Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of the Chachmei Provence, understands differently. Then he quotes V'nir Lemori Arav that Rabbeinu Yonah himself holds she'afilu ze inu muter al kshutzroch lelachas liros le'esek me'asakav al l'shum inyan avol me'enu holich al l'hak b'ponav kodem atfila afilu ze al lashon aser. Then he quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah himself, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah himself, that it depends. Why did you go out of your way to meet this person? If you had something you needed to take care of, and it wasn't just to go greet this person, so then you're only not allowed to say shalom. But if you went out of your way for this person, then even good morning is a problem. So what's pshat? Why would that be the case? Why would it be that, what's he saying? They're one of two things, if either or is going to be asur. Either you're going out of your way for this person, and then any sort of greeting that you attach to that. It's got to be a greeting, but any sort of greeting you attach to that, good morning, anything, but you went out of your way for this person, that's going to be asur. Or you didn't go out of your way for this person, you had to be there anyway, but you say shalom. Either one or the other is going to be asr. Obviously, if you go out of your way and you say shalom, that's really super asr. But if you don't go out of your way and you say good morning, that's mutter. You need tarti l'tivus. You need to. So what's the svara? So apparently the svara is that you're not allowed to. Well, I mean, you tell. What do you think? I'm thinking out loud over here. That it's an isr of greeting someone, of insulting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the way I would understand it. So going out of my way itself before tefillah is an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the nature of the Yisr is in Sheila Shalom. Going out of your way, Chazal never asked it because that would be too difficult to define. So they defined it with Sheila Shalom. But it doesn't have to be with the word Shalom. Once I went out of my way and I'm greeting somebody, that's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first time I use God's name in the day is to greet another human being and not to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with going out of my way. The first time I'm using God's name to greet another human being instead of greeting Kodesh Baruch Hu, that itself is problematic. So the Mestama, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah is understanding. So fundamentally, the way he understands the din is not so different than the Chachmei Provence. It's just how he applies the din. Totally different than the Rambam, but it's how he applies the din is different than the Chachmei Provence.
Is it necessarily tefillah, or is it Brachos Shachar?
Oh, also a good question. The Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says that I thought the Mishnah Brura said, or someone says that once you've said Birchas HaShachar, then it's okay already. Beis Yosef already says that. Okay.
It gets rid of your whole problem about greeting someone for Hashem.
What?
It gets rid of your whole problem about greeting someone for Hashem. In fact, you're saying Birchas Torah.
Birchas, right. Meaning, right. Ah, so very good. That might be totally in the Chakira. If it's a din in tefillah, you're not supposed to do things before tefillah. So you're not supposed to eat before you daven. Before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't, perhaps, you shouldn't do other things. Because you have a chiv tefillah. That's a din in doing something before you have before your mitzvah that you're supposed to do. Saying Birchas Shachar is not enough. I have a mitzvah I'm supposed to do, so I shouldn't be doing other things. But if it's a din and just the first time I use Shem Hashem, I'm going to use it to greet this guy instead of Hashem, well, as soon as I said a bracha or two, I'm good. Does it even need to be Birchas Shachar? Why isn't Al Natilas Yadayim enough? Why isn't Asher Yatzar enough?
Just as brachos.
What? Any sort of brachos, the chara should be enough. Right? So maybe Tali in this chakira as well. Maybe not. Modani may be different. But I got like 5 minutes. I don't want to. Okay? So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. We'll even skip the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes the Chachmei Provence. I'll just mention, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim that shalom means kimo kriya, korea, as in bowing. But just shalom bipeh is mutter. Kimo Safra Demari Tav. So he says, what's the Isser? The Isser is to bow to a person. Any words that you say to him, that's not really part of the Isser. Right, but meaning he assumes that's what Shela Shalom means. Meaning he doesn't seem to be assuming Shalom is us. There's nothing about Shalom per se. Shalom, it's Safra Demari Tav is Shalom. The only Isser is when you're Korea. Because that's what? Meaning it's not verbal. It's you're being active. Yeah, that could be. But what he's doing is he's saying that the level of respect is an inordinate level of, you know, it's not the right amount of respect to be. Meaning if you're just being a decent human being, you're saying good morning to somebody. He doesn't think Shalom with Shem Hashem has anything to do with anything. So you're just being a nice human being. You see another person, you say hello. So fine, that's no problem. But to go out of your way to show extra kavod, super kavod to another human being, that's going to be a problem. Good. Says Shulchan Aruch. Take a look, source number 4. Simon Peites Sif Beis. Kivin sheigias man tefila. Right, so this goes back to your point before. Asur lo adam lahakdim lepesach haver litin lo shalom. You're not allowed to go out of your way to somebody to give them shalom. So far all he said is what it says in the Gemara. Now he adds in, mishum d'shmo shal kodesh baruch hu shalom. Because God's name is Shalom. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Avul mutar lomer lo tzafra demaritav. But you're allowed to say good morning. Now if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nir Aleph, in source number 5, Mishnah Berurah quotes from Prima Gadim, Umistavra, in the second line of their dim, Omer harachum yirachemcha, o hachanun yichanencha, uchadoma shari, demevorcho b'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he saying? If you say God should bless you, then that's okay. You're getting around the problem. How are you getting around the problem? You're invoking God's name, and therefore the first time you're mentioning anybody, it's really Hashem. So, meaning you're saying Hashem has the koach to bless you, and therefore He should bless you. So it's Hashem first, and then the other person.
Or that's actually a prayer. It's actually a prayer.
So, right.
Or you wouldn't be saying this person Shalom, actually praying to God, which isn't putting this person first.
Good. When you say Shalom Aleichem, what do you say?
Hashem should be with you.
The way I understood Rabbi Yonah is exactly like you're saying. That why can't you use the Shem Hashem? Because saying Shalom, the first time you say Hashem, should be about Hashem. It shouldn't be how Hashem should be with you. It should be about Hashem. It should be about Hashem being with Hashem, Hashem being great, Hashem being exalted, Hashem's koach to do this, to do that, to do the other thing. But the first time you mention Hashem is to glorify this other person. Prim Gadim doesn't understand it that way. Prim Gadim understands you can use the Shem Hashem outside of the context of actual Shem Hashem as a hello. Shalom means hello also. So you can use the Shem Hashem to say hello instead of using Shem Hashem to mean Hashem. So that's why Prim Gadim seems to be understanding it. That's the whole insult. That's the whole slap in the face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as long as you say something that's a lashon of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless the person, then it's all good, then it's all okay. Aval mutar lo matzav de maratav, he says, okay. Vafil ze eino mutar el kashchutzruch lelechus yorosei ze esek. Whoa! Even to say good morning is not okay if you go out of your way to say good morning unless you had some other business there. Who's he passing like now? Rabbein Yeruch, not Rabbein Yeruchim, who was it? Rabbein Yonah. Avol meinu holechal lahakpil panav kodem tefila, afilu zeh alashon asur. V'chein asur lichroa lo kishamashkim lepischa. So he throws in Rabbein Yeruchim for good luck, for good measure, but he understands Rabbein Yeruchim doesn't have to be mutually exclusive with Rabbein Yonah. Right? That Rabbein Yeruchim adds being Korea even absent saying a word is asur. Being Korea alone without words is asur. It's not just the way one could have understood Rabbi Yeruchim. To say shalom with Kriya is asur. No, Kriya alone without shalom is asur. You're not using the Shem Hashem. Why is that asur? So either you could say this is super kavod, or you could say Korea is the way we greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Korea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to Korum Mishtachvim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to be Korea to him is Ki'ilu using the Shem Hashem. Because you're using that which is set aside, Dafka, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the issue. I'm going to have to leave in like 2 minutes, so let me just mention the Tshuvas Betzela Chachma is the only Tshuvas I found on this topic, really, of Sheila Shalom before davening. I'll go through his Shailas more than his answers now. Shaila number one, your parents are going out of town, they're going to Israel for a month, let's say, and their flight leaves early in the morning, and you forgot to say goodbye to them the night before. So on your way to davening, can you go out of your way to go to their house, say goodbye to them, and wish them a tzeichem l'shalom before you go to shul? That's one. Shaila number two, you come into town, let's say I go to Israel to visit my sister, I go to Israel to recruit for the yeshiva, and along the way, my first stop is to visit my sister, right? So I go visit early in the morning, I arrive, let's say, early in the morning, before I daven. So I stop at my sister's house, and the first thing, all my nieces and nephews, Yirbu. I keep on being Yirbu. All my nieces and nephews, you know, are jumping all over me. What did you bring from Bobby? What did you think of this gift, that gift? Right? Am I allowed to be Nosin Matana to them before I daven? Is Nosin Matana the same as Sheila Shalom? What if they ask me for the gift? Which they're not often shy to do. So is that a violation? Does it make a difference if the person you're being shalom b'shalom is your father, mother, or somebody else, a close friend who's going out of town? So what are you tying to any of these shaylas? So are any of them tali in this chakira? Well, the father, mother, / rabbi, that's a mitzvah. So Rabbi Tzal Stern and Betzal HaChachma believes that should make a huge difference. Because you are serving Hashem by doing mitzvahs pinot on l'chavera. But wait a second. Isn't being shalom b'shalom a person always a mitzvah? Being makdim shalom l'chavero always a mitzvah anyway? The point is, not that it's a mitzvah, it's that it's a mitzvah b'nam l'chavero, and you take care of Hashem before, meaning your relationship with Hashem should come first, and then start doing all your mitzvah b'nam l'chavero. Then start greeting other people. So yeah, it's a mitzvah to greet your parents. Or maybe you say no, maybe with a parent it's different, because a parent at a certain level is a shuta for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when you're mechabit your parents, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, maybe this Gemara is a halacha, the Gemara in Kiddushin, when it says, if you're mechabit your parents, it's ki'ilu, kibduni. It's as if you're mechabit me. So you are being mechabit your parents. I mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? By being mechabit your parents. That's ki'ilu mechabit your parents. However, when it comes to a Rebbe, the Gemara is very careful to say that you're not allowed to show more kavod to a Rebbe then you would HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times do you stand for a Talmud Chacham during the day, the Gemara says? 2 times a day. Why? Because that's how many times you get up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can't do more for a Rebbe than you would for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're very careful not to put a Rebbe above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, the Gemara Darshins in a couple of places, in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Darshins, that you have to be Mevakar Pnei Rabbah Beregel. How do I know? From the Navi, that from the Isha Shunamis, that her husband said to her, why are you going to the Navi today? Lo chodesh hayom v'lo Shabbos. Mikan that yichayev v'vakar p'nei rabo regal. So everyone asked the kasha, how do you see from there they have to v'vakar p'nei rabo regal? You should v'vakar p'nei rabo every chodesh and Shabbos. So one of the reasons they give is, yeah, you should, technically, but you're only v'vakar the Shechina 3 times a year. So you can't have a chiyev to v'vakar p'nei rabo more than 3 times a year. Meaning it makes sense to be v'vakar. It's rishus and appropriate as many times as you want. But it can only be a chiyuv 3 times a year. So we're careful about putting the kavod of the Rebbe above the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so these are some of the halachas to think about when going through the sugya. I'm sorry, I really got to run. I apologize for cutting it short. Tomorrow we'll do another sugya relating to what we do before davening.